has joined.
Good evening. How are you?
Baruch Hashem, and you?
Oh, I'm good. Baruch Hashem.
Busy day at the museum?
No, today we're closed on Monday.
Okay.
So,
has joined.
People in because of COVID. So,
good evening.
Good evening.
No, I thought you might be busy because of the holidays, schools out of session, that kind of thing.
Well, you know, normally we would be busy every day. And with big parties, kind of COVID for the day.
Has joined.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We can begin. We are studying Parasha Vayera from the Sulam Commentary on the Zohar. We'll begin it with section 23, Pasuk 324. We'll start with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud, Kudsha Barichu, Ishkinte, Bibkilu, Urkimu, Utkilu, Utkilu, Urkimu. Le'akta, L'shem, Yudhei, Bavavhe, Yehuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah, Vayihino Amadunai Eloheinu, Alena Ma'asei Yadenu, Konanei, Alena Ma'asei Yadenu, Konaneihu. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Tahate Makitiv Tashkena Et Avichen Yain Erechar Shaim Litlot Achare Chayin Chayain Tefane Litzhar Uloro Fiat Shehu Sameach b'shichruto Lokev al meitahoto Miyad v'atakam Habakira v'tishkavet aviha Hiyo mezumenet imo mitawa Umcharheret v'kol hirurim Ra'im v'yetzer hara mitchaver ima v'nidbach la v'eino mashpiyach v'amahu mimena b'shichva uv'kuma b'shichva ba'olam hazeh uv'kuma Le'ati lavo v'shichva ba'olam haba p'shetiten din v'cheshbon u'kuma li'om chadin diktiv v'rabin mishenei admat afar yakitsu v'gomer Shum Ainyan Melu En Mashkia Vayetzer Hara Elada Vekba Vainid Beket O Ulachar Kain Meoreret Leachara Leat Par Shehachirchur Gadol Mitbach Beyetzer Hara Ba'aheret Benidbeket Bo. Rabbi Yehuda then said, Come and see. It is written, and they made their father drink wine. The way of the wicked is to go astray by drinking wine. who indulge the evil inclination with pleasures and arouse it until it rejoices in drunkenness and lies in its bed. Immediately then the firstborn went in and lay with her father. She joins him and begins to imagine all kinds of bad actions. The evil inclination joins her and clings to her and ceases to be aware of her or of what it does to her when she lay down in this world or when she arose to the world that is coming. When she lay down in the world that is coming, she will account for her deeds and be judged for them. And when she arose for the day of judgment, it is written, and many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Here the evil inclination has no perception at all, so it clings to her, and she clings to it. Later she arouses the other. Thus, after the great thought is attached to the evil inclination, the other one comes and clings to it. My commentary. The pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Questions, comments, thoughts.
I think we read this last Thursday, and we decided that we didn't need to say any more. The picture was deep enough.
Well, that could be. I just didn't remember us saying it. And there is a lot that needs to be said.
My question is, after this incident with their father, and they were in a cave together, don't know how long, but it would be obvious that they were impregnated. So I would think Lot would have questioned that, or may have had glimpse of remembrance, you know, from the experience, just like that, the evil side does. It always brings back your wrongdoings to you. So that's my question. He must have known, I guess it's a question, maybe it's a statement, that he fathered the children.
And even if he knew that, what was he supposed to do about it?
Well, in most cases, adultery would be put to death, you know. So,
but they were living alone in the cave.
I know. So
maybe that's why it constantly says that he feared being in Seul. Maybe that, you know, came to his consciousness. Didn't know if it would happen again, even.
Malka, adultery, according to Torah law, this is going to get me into big trouble. Adultery, according to Torah law, is only with a married woman, and these women were not married.
Right. And I realize that.
So
I don't.
He actually did nothing wrong other than incest. Like, that's not something important, which it is. But what we've been reading is that the daughters wanted it in the name, what they named the child. One said it's from my father, and the other hinted at the father being it. So he clearly would have known from the names.
Yeah,
you know, did you ever...
Go ahead, Martha.
No, it's Brandy. Did you ever think that, you know, this is more incest and maybe that was a common practice from where they came from? And so they didn't think as much of it as we do.
No, it's been clear throughout history that incest between fathers and daughters is extremely frowned upon. And yes, I know there are areas of the country where it seems to happen extensively, but it's never publicized. It's very much not accepted in any society. Partly because of the understanding that what comes out of incest is a reinforcement of recessive genes, although it's not discussed that way. But that's clearly why the laws have coming from the Torah are telling us that. Incest is not accepted, ever. That doesn't mean it doesn't happen, unfortunately. But this verse is very interesting. What it's saying is you have the evil inclination, which is Lot, and the two daughters are his assistants. They're given other names in the previous verses. The two daughters represent these assistants, tools of the negative system. And this verse is telling us that they work together. And they cleave together so that what the Torah has always said, if you do a mitzvah, you're going to be given an opportunity for another mitzvah. And if you do a avera, a sin, you're going to be given another opportunity for a sin. And that's what's being taught in this verse as a hint. Not outright, but the latter part of the verse is telling us that the evil inclination, which is Lot's, attaches to something, and then he brings along other negative parts of the system. What we're being taught here is how the evil inclination works, how the negative system works. It's the idea that you open the door, and then once the door is open, the crowd comes in. And they're all working together to keep that door open and expand it.
And the door is the food and the drink?
The door is wine.
Mm-hmm. The drink.
Now, it doesn't say anything about hard liquor or beer, does it?
No.
But I think we can extrapolate and say that wine has the meaning of any form of alcoholic beverage. Mm-hmm. And yet we see in the American culture, prohibition was tried, and yet people's demand for it remains. It created all forms of chaos and theft and robbery and all of that that are glorified in some of the discussions and some of the pictures and writings about prohibition. But it is essentially connected to the American culture, connected to the nation of Esav, which is what America represents. So you can see why I thought we should redo the verse if we did it last week, and I'm sure we did.
Yeah, well, that was okay. I think our version said, and she joins him and begins to imagine all kinds of bad thoughts. But your version said instead of bad thoughts, it was actions. You know, and I had written that word off to the side. So that was how I knew we had done it before, because I don't think I would have put the word actions by myself.
Right.
I remember we were close to closing time, and I don't know, I got a vivid picture when you read it, so it was like I didn't want to say anything.
Well, the sentence here says, thus, after the great thought is attached to the evil inclination,
mm-hmm.
the other thing comes to it. But the real question is, what's the great thought? What is the meaning of that phrase, great thought?
Well, great thought usually leads to action. So.
Well, all thoughts, I shouldn't say all thoughts, but many thoughts lead to action. And that's mm-hmm. very much, the first step is a thought.
Mm-hmm. I think it all played a part, you know, because of their coming from Sodom and
the actions that were there.
You know, they all
played a part of the thought that they did, that they were the beginning of the world again, that the mm-hmm. all every human race had been destroyed. There's no reason to think that was true. So why would they think that? And one of the tools of the negative system is to give you a thought of how important you're going to be when you do this action, when you make this plan to do whatever it is. And I think that's the meaning of great thought, is the negative system is going to keep talking about how important you are and how you need to do something that shows the world that you are important. And those are the great thoughts.
Well, I think the opposite can also be true, because you can get the great thought that you're a nobody, you know, and can do just as much destruction that way, you know, could lead persons into depression.
We're saying the same thing, because
you know, mm-hmm.
the nobodies are the ones who dream of being, you know, doing great things. I think we're saying the same thing.
Okay. Who saw it, Cohen?
We'll go on to 325 unless someone has something else they'd like to say about 324. Pasuk 325. Watashkena et avichen yain. Kimo Kain Leorer Vietzer Hara Venid Beket O Viazai Tashlum Hara O Liasot Umit Abirot Shetehen Mietzer Hara Hadahu Diki Vataharena Shete Venot Lot Meavihen Ad Sheyatza Lapoal Maasehen Zo Yoledet Rishata was all Yoledet. Rishata wakein darkam. Shel Rishayim b'inyan zeh. Im yetzer hara. Ad shehoreg ladam umoliko. Legehinom umakniso. Sham v'acha ki ole, misham lepatot livne adam, kimo kenu mishemakir bo, nitzol mimenu ve'eno mitchaber imo. The translation. And they made their father drink wine to arouse the evil inclination and cling to it. And then they fulfilled their evil thoughts through action, and they both became pregnant to the evil inclination. As it is written, thus were both the daughters of Lot with child by their father. Now that their deeds are done, each one bears its evil. This is the way of the wicked. They interact with the evil inclination until it kills them, and then drags them down to Gehinnom, where it leaves them. Afterward, it goes out to seduce more people, as has been explained. So he who recognizes its ways is saved from it and never joins it. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. May we all be blessed with the clarity to perceive the evil inclination and to avoid interaction with it. Questions, comments, thoughts? Are we all talked out from 325?
No, I would have had a perfect example to tell you, but it would take me too long today. But several things happened, including, I'll just tell you one. I got a call at 1 o'clock, and it was our security system saying that on their end, it showed our house was on fire. And I was startled, awake, and anyway, couldn't smell anything. The system wasn't, the alarm wasn't going off. Didn't see any fire. And anyway, it was just all day long, I had terrible things happening all day. And I don't have time to explain, but anyway, the reaction I wanted to do, what came to my thought was the Lion of Judah, I guess because we've talked about animals and the lion. And then I thought, that's not the Lion of Judah. This is where I have to do binding by striking and hold back. So it was a perfect example. I wish I had time to tell you all the things that happened, but that was a good example for me today. It wasn't the Lion of Judah that was wanting to rouse up and speak out. It was the evil inclination.
Well, it's clearly the negative system to announce a fire when there isn't one.
Well, it also brought something out in me, too, because it was a foreigner's voice. And I'd never fooled with the system. It's something Tony's always done, so I didn't recognize the man. And I wouldn't give him the password. And I wouldn't give him my address and all of that, you know, and I'm thinking, I think I'm not prejudiced. I was letting his voice, you know, of course I wouldn't have done it anyway. But anyway, Tony came and took care of it.
And he had talked to the man the day before, so he knew that he was legitimate from the security system.
It's definitely an interesting process, isn't it?
Yes. And it's like I told you, when you've been raised in a very strict environment growing up, and you've suppressed your words and held it inside, and then you have to make a choice whether you have to speak up, if it's the right time to speak up, or whether it's the time to do binding by striking.
Right.
So it's like, okay, so is it the line of Judah that needs to...
It needs to roar forth, or is
right.
it's the time to stop the reactions, so...
Mm-hmm. But it was a multitude of actions today. I mean, I don't think I've ever had a day like today.
Yeah, it is. There's been a significant astronomical event last week, and you're seeing some of the effects this
with
week going forward.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But in the midst of all that, just about 30 minutes ago, after 4 months of back and forth with insurance adjusters and our roof and our gutter, we got a new adjuster, and he made an appointment with the roofer. It took a miracle to be able to do it by tomorrow, in between Tony's doctor appointments, for them to be here, because he has to come from Beaumont, Texas, which is an hour away, and the roofer has to come from Dallas, you know. So for them to come out, and he made that appointment for tomorrow at 11:30. So that gives us time to get back from the doctor. So after 4 months, maybe we were a step closer to the roof being repaired. So I know there's not reward, but I kind of felt like it made me wonder if the binding by striking moved me into another movie place. And there we got action now with the roof. We're in a different room.
You know the answer to that is that you are in a different movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, Baruch Hashem, but you have to continue with binding by striking, as you know.
Right.
Would anybody else like to comment on verse 326?
It's definitely a balancing act.
Say again?
I said it's definitely a balancing act. You have to definitely stop and think the thoughts, process. It's always, evil inclinations always attached. It's always attached to you, you know.
It's always, the way that it's described is it's always speaking into your ear.
Right.
They're both the good inclination and the evil inclination. They're always speaking to you opposite directions, opposite advice. And, you know, it's up to you which way you choose.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's very hard to know which is the advice coming from the good inclination.
True. It's like you're trying to teach, but then is it the good or is it the evil? You know, you have to, you know, it's a teaching moment for sharing and do for your fellow human being as you would do to them, you know. But right. I mean, in a good way. In a good way. And you know, you can say something to bring a teaching, but is it truly
the right moment at the right time with the right?
Yeah, is it truly all a good teaching, or is it something that you just, you know, was upset about, you know, because they did not do respect for another person? So it's definitely, you know, only Hashem knows our thoughts. So,
well, human beings are created to be discerning. But we have to be aware that when we are discerning, we are judging. And when you judge, something else is judging you.
Mm-hmm.
So can you just experience what you experience without judgment? That is the tool, but it's a very difficult one to achieve.
Well, probably the thought is, you know, why, without saying a word, you're kind of talking to yourself internally. It's like, why wouldn't they have done that? Why did they choose not to do that, you know, show respect? You know,
that question is establishing judgment. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. I mean, this is what our reactions are. But our reactions are always a form of judgment. But if you can ever remember that everything that happens is happening because it's part of the plan of creation, it's part of the testing of you. Whether it's a good test or a negative test, it's part of the system that's working on you to help you grow. And if you don't react, if you don't let those thoughts come into you, you move into the better moving. Now, this is what is a description that applies to everybody who's not a Pisces sun sign or a Pisces moon sign, because the tikkun of the Pisces is to address it and not to be walked upon. So they need, their correction is to stand up for themselves. But any other sign, it is, the correction is to just experience it and know that it's all coming from Hashem. Good or bad, it's coming from Hashem.
So this would be a good time to go to the character traits from our lesson and evaluate the things and how your action of the day fit in those areas. I can see that now.
That's exactly true.
Right. Okay.
Well, we are out of time, so.
Okay.
And tomorrow, to be clarified, I'd said 3:26, but tomorrow is where we will start with 3:26.
And it's long.
Wow. Yes, it is. Yeah, I think it's the last one in the. I didn't verify that, but I think it is.
No, it's not.
Okay.
There's a 27 and a 28, and then it's the end of Midrash Ani Elam, I believe it says.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So we have a few more verses.
Okay. Have I explained Midrash Ne'elam?
I don't remember that phrase. I remember some of the others, you know.
The Midrash is translated, I think, is the confusing Midrash is essentially what it says. It's hard to understand what it's trying to get across.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know we always thought that the daughters had a good intention with their action because they thought it was the end of the world. And,
well, they do have a good intention, but mm-hmm. it's an intention that's teaching us to be wary of the evil inclination.
Mm-hmm. But at the same time, because I'm going to say, as lowly as they stepped down, Hashem took that and raised it up to bring the Shiach. So,
well,
exactly.
You know.
That's exactly.
It just makes you more in awe of the Creator, you know.
Correct. You all have a good evening. We will have a class on one of the essays from the Ari tonight.
Thank you.
You all have a good evening. Shalom.
Shalom.
Everybody.
Okay.